Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. A lot of important news happening. We'll bring it all to you this morning. One of the stories that has been in the news quite a bit is the story about autism and its causes. But the reality is the families, the mothers and fathers, brothers, sisters, family members who deal with a family member on the spectrum have more important issues in this moment to deal with. And that's one of the things we want to talk about with Tammy Morton, who's the director of Operation Autism Connection of Pennsylvania. Tammy, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Larry.
I've had a very close ties with the family members here in this city who have done tremendous work in bringing word of, first of all, people 20, 30 years ago had no idea what autism is or that it was a spectrum that people are on, correct?
Correct.
And over the years, we have learned a lot more. And family members, though, those with, for the instance, I'm talking about a mom from Shaler, whose son Roman is 19, a nonverbal autistic and has epilepsy and a free spirit. She explains about, you know, the alarm of him taking off. And this is one of the things I know you're going to address at this Autism Connection event this weekend in Monroeville. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, the Autism Safety Expo, we decided to put this together in response to a number of responses from a survey that we put out statewide. And we were really focused on families who have children, adult children maybe, like Roman, who aren't aware of dangers in their surroundings, kind of hyper-focused on where they want to go and what they want to do, and they move quickly and don't communicate, you know, in ways that we can process quickly. So we garnered all of these responses and came out with safety is a primary concern for families across the board. And safety not only in going out in the community and making sure that, you know, someone like Roman doesn't run off, the behaviors can be misinterpreted by people in the community. We're looking at ways to address these things, like behaviorally, what supports and services are in place. And what we find is there is a gaping lack of services and supports. Families feel like they're on their own. They're creating their own day programs. They are on high alert 24/7 because a lot of our kids don't sleep. And we're really working to pull every resource that we can find in our area and across the state. And this includes organizations that are surprising, you know, like deaf blind resources can help people on the spectrum. We're finding that, you know, even Skechers shoes have devices, but they're limited to Apple users. We're bringing everything together in one place, really hyper-focused on safety and what we can do. We're also looking at safety online. You know, I've worked with families where the young adult has a job and then the family finds that the bank account's empty because they have a quote-unquote friend who's always needing money and kind of siphoning money out of that person's account. So we're looking at issues like that as well, not only physical safety, addressing self-injurious behavior, but also safety online, safety financially. And the big question for families is, you know, how do we get the services and supports in our homes? How do we get day programs working? How do we get people safely in our communities? So we're bringing everyone together Friday and Saturday this week at the Monroeville Volunteer Fire Company, number 4. And, you know, please come. There's no registration. There's, and it's free for the community to just come and talk with people. We're also going to have a corner where you can ask questions and say, this is a need and how do I get help? And Autism Connection will be there to answer questions.
All right, Tammy, thanks for sharing. It's a great effort. Tammy Morton, Director of Operation Autism Connection of Pennsylvania. And again, this is at Fire Company 4. That's on Northern Pike in Monroeville. And that'll be Friday, 9 to 4, and 9 to noon on Saturday.
I can tell you, Larry, that I'm personally touched by what Tammy's saying. My sister and my brother-in-law have a 15-year-old boy. Andrew is on the spectrum, and he can just up and disappear. It's terrifying for them. He's a gifted little guy. He's really a good kid. But, you know, what she's touching on in this conversation, just listening to what she had to say, she took me right back to Seattle and my sister's home, and Andrew comes to mind immediately. So anyone who's dealing with this in their family, it's great to see that people are getting together and talking about safety. It really is.
Yeah, for a number of people on the spectrum, this is an issue, and you can't imagine as a parent the concern and crisis moments that you have in addition to everything else you're dealing with. So appreciate the work they're doing. Again, that is Operation Autism Connection of Pennsylvania, Friday and Saturday in Monroeville and Fire Station 4. Every Tuesday at this time, we check in with another medical professional, Independence Health System expert care here. And Christina Smouse has no idea how timely this is for me. You can see Christina on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company, and on our KDK Radio YouTube page. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
Christina is a certified nurse midwife. They call them CNMs. First of all, tell us, let's not assume everyone knows what a midwife is. So what exactly is it you do, Christina?
So a certified nurse midwife is an advanced practice nurse who specializes in women's health and pregnancy care. We start as registered nurses, then go on to complete a graduate degree in nurse midwifery, and we're nationally certified and licensed within our state to practice.
So CNM, Certified Nurse Midwife, then CRNP.
That is a nurse practitioner.
Okay.
So I certification.
Yeah, that's a lot of schooling and a lot of work, and we appreciate you. Now, the reason for this being so close to me today is my youngest daughter, Emma's about to give birth today. So,
oh, that's true.
Yeah. So I'm really locked in on what you do. That said, so a nurse midwife, what is your role in this process of delivering babies?
So we specialize in low-risk pregnancies, but also general women's health. So we take care of women across the lifespan, starting from their teenage years, throughout pregnancy, into menopause. A lot of people think we just take care of women during pregnancy and delivery, but we can actually care for them and then eventually their babies when they become older.
That is something I didn't realize. I thought midwives just were kind of in the moment through the process of pregnancy and delivery. It's interesting that you go through all phases of women's lives.
Yes, we like to be a great follow through with them throughout, before their childbearing years, during and after.
And how is a nurse midwife different from OBGYNs?
So OBGYNs are physicians who specialize in surgery and typically high-risk pregnancy care. And certified nurse midwives tend to focus a little bit more on healthier, low-risk pregnancies. But we do often collaborate with the OBs if complications arise. So patients kind of get the best of both worlds here.
This must be extraordinarily satisfying and a great vocation, especially when those births happen. Every one is a miracle, isn't it?
Every day there's, it's sometimes hard to explain, just being able to be there in that moment and help support these women and their most life-changing experience.
Yeah, there comes with it a lot of excitement, but it also comes with a lot of anxiety leading up to that moment. And then I know as a father witnessing this, it's extraordinary. But then, I'm sure you hear this all the time, Christina, the next phase is when you go home, and for that first child, when it's just you and your wife, and then you realize, oh my God, I'm responsible for this little baby, right?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's definitely life-changing for sure.
What do you tell women and husbands too, or significant others, that are part of this?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Process, how to relax a little bit and just calm down. What do you recommend?
First, I would like to wish I could take my own advice. However, just trying to remember that they need to be there for each other, that they were there for each other when it first started, and they just need to be able to help support each other. And sometimes dads just let moms go take a nice quiet shower by themselves.
Understood. And give mom some time. So you chose to be a nurse midwife. You encourage other. I'm assuming that's probably not true. Are there male midwives? They're pretty rare.
That's a good question. I personally don't know of any, but I think that's something that I'm definitely going to have to search and see if there are.
Well, that's cool. So what do you recommend to somebody who's interested in becoming a nurse midwife?
So anybody that thinks that they want to have anything to do with this, come hang out with us for a day and see how amazing it really is. You know, go to nursing school. There's so many different avenues to go down. This is just one of the ones that I chose, and I'm grateful for it every day.
Well, we appreciate you sharing it. And again, very timely for me and my family today. But imagine there's a lot of people listening that can relate. Keep up the great work, Christina. Thank you.
So much.
Christina Smiles. And there you have it. Erin, did you learn something from that conversation? I think I did.
I definitely learned a lot.
Yeah. So brought to you by Independence Health System, expert care here. Again, Christina Smiles, we thank her. And shutdown, we do have some updates on that, and we're well over 100 days now for the state budget impasse, and that has caused a lot of issues for a lot of organizations. And joining us is Pennsylvania State Treasurer Stacey Garrity. Treasurer Garrity, good morning. Welcome back to KDKA.
Hey, Larry. Good to be with you.
And just for clarity, as treasurer, you have nothing to do with passing of the budget, correct?
That's correct. That's the General Assembly.
Yes, and your mandate is to manage the money once they figure out what they're going to do with this budget. But in the meantime, you have an idea to help some of the multiple now organizations within the state who are really hurting for cash.
Yeah, there's a lot of meat out there. So within my investment authority, I can do what is called a short-term investment program, which means that I can do a loan as long as we charge interest. And then if the General Assembly so chooses, they can waive the interest, which I know the Senate passed that bill last week. So hopefully the House will take it up.
And if the House picks it up, this could become reality, hopefully sooner than later.
I hope so. I hope they don't play politics with it, because there's a lot of organizations that are hurting. In fact, we have just about 70 different organizations that have applied for this loan so far, and we've approved several, and so we'll be approving a lot more this week.
And that said, give us an idea of financially, who's hurting the most in the state of Pennsylvania right now because of the budget impasse?
Well, counties for sure, because, you know, they offer so many different services. And I know some counties are in better shape than others. The rape and abuse crisis centers are really hurting. I know, especially in rural Pennsylvania, a lot of them have had to shutter services and take their employees down to part-time. I know, the Head Starts and pre-Ks are really hurting as well. And so hopefully we'll be able to help a lot of these folks.
That said, how does an organization within the state, what qualifies them to at least apply for one of these low-interest loans?
Well, so far we've said counties, Head Starts, pre-Ks, rape and abuse crisis centers, and domestic violence can apply. Now, there's been a lot of other organizations that have reached out. And right now, we have not expanded the program, but if this drags on, we'll have to revisit that for sure. But what we're offering is 25% of the prior year funding that they got from the state.
So if they $10,000, just to pick a number, they can apply for $2,500. Of course, the numbers are a lot bigger, but just for demonstration purposes.
Exactly. And so hopefully that would be, 3 months of operating expenses, and they have to use it for immediate needs. for those vulnerable populations.
And how do they go about reaching out to your office to apply for one of these loans?
So it's right on the website. So if they go to patreasury.gov, they can apply, and we've tried to make the application fairly simple and straightforward. It's not like hundreds of pages. And then we have a committee reviewing them. So we're really trying to, you know, make government work for these organizations like it's supposed to, and not the other way around.
Yeah, what is the budget for the state? It's obviously multiple billions.
Well, the governor had proposed a $51.5 billion budget. Hopefully, that will not be the number, because if that's the number, they will run through the surplus plus $1.6 billion of the rainy day fund. And you should never, ever use the rainy day fund to plug a budget hole. That's ridiculous.
Well, we continue to wait on those elected officials. We appreciate you sharing this information. Hopefully, some organizations, executives listening, can try and get some help and take advantage of the opportunity you provided. Thank you, Stacy.
Absolutely, Larry. Thank you.
State Treasurer Stacy Garrity, and again, patreasury.gov. And Aaron, one of the things that we learned is that Stacy put in for, you know, periodically they would post, the state has some of your money somehow. And people love that. It's like a game show.
Especially because they made it easy.
Yeah, they put all the names in the newspaper in the past. Of course, not many people see a newspaper anymore.
Right.
So you can go online, that same web address, and you can search and see if your name is on it or a friend or relative. And now you can apply to get that money back online. So cool. It is extremely simple to do.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, every time I go on it,
nothing comes up.
There's nothing for me. But it's because of the laws, that the banking laws, a lot of times, if a check isn't cashed, at some point, the company turns it over to the state. That's a mandate. And then you might have some money in there or property stuff. So it's worth looking.
It is, because people would say, well, how do you forget to cash a check, or how do you forget? But hey, if you're moving quickly, or, you know, you're one of those people that don't check the mail before you leave, you know, it's all the small details. Things get missed.
So check it out, patreasury.gov.
On the way home from the Mideast, President Donald Trump addressed the government shutdown in comments to reporters on Air Force One.
We're dealing with a bunch of radical left lunatics that have lost an election in a landslide.
This is day 14 of the shutdown.
Good to keep politics out of it.
Stephen A. Smith. Larry. Oh, man. Stephen A. Smith summed up James Franklin's firing by Penn State in this way.
But I know this was 100% completely justified. You cannot be 4-21 against top 10 opponents if you are the coach at Penn State. Okay? You cannot be 1-18 against top 10 Big Ten teams.
So Stephen Smith, for those that don't know, Stephen A. Smith is a very controversial, powerful voice in the world of sports. And he's basically agreeing with the university's decision to separate.
And now it's Terry Smith who will take command of the football program at Penn State.
Now it's my job to press us forward. It's my job for us to be where our feet are, be grounded right here, and be able to represent Penn State in a proud fashion.
Yeah, I imagine a lot of people, including myself, rooting for Terry Smith, former Gateway High School coach. Obviously, he's had tremendous connections with the university, including going there and being a player and coaching there for the last dozen years. So hopefully he's able, and I think the players will rise up for him, play for pride, but they still have an opportunity if they can string wins together to get into a bowl game.
Do some bowling would be fun, right?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, on another note, that's unrelated, but, you know, not with Penn State, but about football, I'm sure glad they're replacing the field over there at Acrisure. Man, was that something to see Chris Boswell on that field goal attempt. That was really scary.
Yeah, and they're already taking care of it, so yeah. There's not much more you can say.
No.
But I think all things considered, if you ask the players, with maybe that exception, they like to play on the natural surface. But with that comes a lot of care, you know, to keep it playing. You know, they got two football teams playing on that field, too. So there's a lot more involved in that. But they're replacing that right now. And if you want to grab a rake with me after the show, I'll head down there with you.
We'll hang out at the ballpark, yes. Right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.